Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Launch Your Challenge podcast. Today, we will actually capture a live interview. So if you're watching this in the Facebook group right now or on YouTube, please comment hashtag replay or hashtag live whenever you see this. Because today, I have a very special guest today with me. She's a leading video branding expert. She's the CEO of the video marketing agency Jax Productions, which already gives you a hint who she is. She has clients like Diamond John from Shark Tank, Steve Larsen, and Alex Charfen. And she is working events alongside people like Gary Vaynerchuk, Seth Godin, and many, many more. And what makes it very, very relevant to this podcast, she's also running the legendary Infinity Impact Challenge. So without further ado, please welcome Marley Jax to the show.
Well, hello. Hey. Thank you very much.
Awesome. It's so cool to have you here because I believe that you are one of the leading figures right now, not only in video branding, but also in the topic of running challenges, because your Infinity Impact Challenge is one of the biggest evergreen challenges out there, I believe. But before we dive into that, I don't know how it could happen, but some people may not have heard of you before. So if that's okay, please give us a little bit of backstory. So how did you start it and how did we end up here right now?
Absolutely. Well, I started my business in 2016. At that time, I was a dental hygienist, which sounds so funny to think like, oh yeah, dental hygienist to online marketing. Just such a quick little flip over there. It was very, I wasn't planning on joining this business. And I bet for people watching who have businesses, like how many of you can say that I kind of started this business by accident, just by something that I was good at doing or something that I enjoyed. I was a dental hygienist. Before that, I worked in radio and I worked in event management. And in those positions, I was always doing their social media. I was just good at it. I liked creating stories and hearing people's stories. And then I could create content about what I learned about people. And then I went back into dental hygiene just for more stability, more security, a little less ego than the other industries that I was in. And I found myself bored because cleaning teeth all day isn't a very creative thing to do. And I wanted that outlet. So I started doing social media for the dental office, and I was just creating stories out of like, I mean, for me, I was like, dental is a boring subject. Like, how many times can I talk to you about like, here's how to brush your teeth twice a day and make sure that you, whatever floor, like all the things that just, I wanted to create content that I would enjoy. So I would like hear the stories from our patients or hear the stories from our employees. I would make a story out of our little like aquarium fish tank of like what this fish said, like little things. And it helped. It got more clients and or patients at the dental office. And then the IT guy at the dental office was like, hey, I have another client that could use some help with social media. Would you mind helping them too? Well, next thing I know, he's referred me to all of his clients. And all of a sudden I have a business. And I didn't know that it was something that I could make a living doing. So I started creating videos for myself to get my name out there more and show like, hey, here's my skills, here's what I can do. And some of those videos really took off. And then I was like, I wonder if I could do this for my clients too, to create videos for them so that they can get more business. And it just took off from there.
Awesome. So it was really, you stumbled into everything by accident, more or less.
Kind of.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. And so from there, you probably got more and more clients. The clients got bigger, but I imagine that it wasn't all easy peasy along the way. So you had some struggles, and I would love to hear one of those stories.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, when you start a business, I think you go into it wanting flexibility and freedom and to provide a life for your family that maybe you didn't have. Mm-hmm. And so I went into it wanting to have time freedom, like, you know, working at a dental office, you work 9 to 5 and you're under someone's schedule. Like, I didn't even like the fact that I had to like ask permission to take time off to like go to the doctor or something. I wanted to have that time freedom. But then I think what also happens when you start a business is you go from working a 9 to 5 to working from the time I open my eyes to the time I close my eyes. Yeah. So I needed to learn boundaries, how to say no, that not every opportunity was a good opportunity. And then also one of my one of my first things that I had to come to overcome in running a business was I had this belief that if I want something done right, I have to do it myself. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know at the time how limiting that is. Like, I only have so many hours in a day. And also, I'm not a snowflake unicorn. There are lots of other people who have similar skills or that I can train or who are even better than me at certain things. Like, I used to think I'm the only person that can write this copy. I'm the only person that can edit these videos. Well, when I eventually realized how limiting that was and I hired a video editor, like, you can't buy time, but you can hire people that gives you back your time. So you're kind of buying time. So that was a big thing. But then also with growing the business and then growing a team, then there was also, you know, learning profit and revenue and expenses and where to invest, where to hold money for taxes and reinvesting into other things. I actually just posted a video on my YouTube channel a week or two ago, and I called it The Truth About My Two Comma Club Award. Two Comma Club means that your business has earned $1 million. But the first $1 million that I earned in my business came through a lot of failure, but I call it failing forward because you learn every time you fail. And, and it's also unrealistic to think that it's just all success. I kind of joke sometimes when people are like, how did you get to where you are today? And I'm like, oh, you know, just overnight success. I just woke up one day and here I am. Like, every day you have to be committed to what you're doing and also remember why you're doing it. Like, I say this thing like new level, new devil. Every time you reach a milestone, it doesn't mean that it's smooth sailing. It means that your problems and your challenges just shift and you as the entrepreneur have to evolve and adapt to them.
Yeah, definitely. I have not watched but listened to the episode you was just referring to. Mm-hmm. You shared during that you had a business that was already earning a lot of money, but you were burning so much more money right at the same time that you really, I don't know, it was really, really hard time for you. And then I believe it was Alex Charfen who helped you overcame those issues, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was that I wanted to build other parts of the business. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just invest our profit here so that we can build it. And then once that's up off the ground, then we'll be able to, you know, make more money from it. But it wasn't working and it wasn't working and it wasn't working. And again, for any entrepreneur listening, you probably know that feeling when like things don't take off the first try or the second try or the third try. And so I just had to reevaluate my expenses and reevaluate my strategy. And then it got off the ground. But it's also unrealistic to think that you could get it right the first time. It takes, you know, a few iterations.
Yeah, definitely. This is something that in the also legendary One Funnel Away challenge, probably everyone who is into challenges has gone through at one time, is also iterated a lot. So you don't get it right on the first try. Mm-hmm. You just don't get it right. And you need to expect that. And this is something that also I try to teach everyone who I train in running challenges, that the first challenge is not there to make money. It's there to learn and hopefully get as many testimonials as possible, but you won't make a lot of money during your first try.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Which is also a great segue into your challenge. When did the challenge came to your mind that you said, oh, wow, maybe I can use a challenge for my business?
I had, and I still do have a service that we work with entrepreneurs and we create their video strategy. We batch film 6 months of content in 3 days. We edit all of the stuff, like we manage all of their videos for them, but that's a high ticket service. And we had a lot of students, clients, prospects coming to us saying, hey, I need help with this. But then we get on the phone with them and maybe they wouldn't be ready in where they were at in their business, like their assets that they had. They didn't have lead magnets. They didn't have offers. They didn't have like things ready to sell, or maybe they didn't have their message defined. So I'd be like, you're not ready for this yet. Or maybe they'd be ready for it, you know, with their offers, but they wouldn't be ready for it financially with that kind of investment. So I thought to myself, like, how do I create something where I can get the best of both worlds, that I can help these people to get to that place of being ready, whether it's ready in their assets or ready financially for it. So that's where I decided to create a challenge so that I could teach those things in a very affordable way and also in a very quick way. So our challenge is 21 days. And easily it took off, and we had people that they've gone through the challenge, and within the 21 days, they've made thousands of dollars back just by implementing things. They've taken a YouTube channel from 0 to 1,000 subscribers in the 21 days. They have gotten clear on their messaging. They've created their strategy for their next 6 months. Like, and it's all just, it's bite-sized pieces and showing up every day to implement and put it together. And there's a lot of challenges that that I've seen or I've learned from, so that I could take what I learned and put my best takeaways and the things like how I want to be taught into a challenge to then teach other people.
Awesome. And when you first started, so the very, very first iteration, how did you then promoted it? So did you use your marketing, obviously, paid ad, but I mean, right now you have a huge affiliate army out there as well, promoting you and helping you, because they are so committed and love you for that challenge. But how did you started on the challenge?
The first time, I feel like we got really lucky. Like, we had built so much demand. It felt like we had built the pressure for this. We had people coming to us all the time saying, I need something like this, or I want something like this. And then we created from there to make what the market was asking us for. And that's a really important lesson for people, that you have to listen to what the market wants, not what you think that they want or need. And even in giving them what they want, like, you can give them what you know that they need, but you have to give them what they want. So they were asking for, like, how do I do this myself? How do I do it quickly? How can I get it affordably? How can I get access to you in a way that, you know, isn't super expensive? So we hit up our email list. We emailed all the people that had sales calls with us before. We went to our previous customers. We did some JV things, like going on to podcasts and Facebook groups and talking about the challenge, and then offering affiliate referrals for, hey, every person that you bring in, we're going to give you a percentage of the sales. And the first challenge, we got really lucky that it had a great attendance rate. And then it just continued to grow from there, because as our students would get results, then they'd tell their other friends about it. Or a lot of them have actually joined the challenge many times. We've had, at most, some people have taken the challenge 4 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And when you have people who are going through your challenge several times, do they see a lot of change during the challenge? Because I think I've read that you just revamped it and really restructured the whole thing. So how much change during the time you're running it right now?
It always feels like every challenge is different, even though the content of it is the same. Like, it's the same curriculum every time, but it's different people. It's a different community. Sometimes we have different themes. Like, 1 month, the challenge started on May 4th. So it was May the 4th be with you. We had,
I've seen some ads for that.
Yeah. We had because we do a shirt for every, I thought I had it right there. We have a shirt for every challenge, and this one said, may the infinite impact be with you. And it was a really cool, like, Star Wars shirt. Mm-hmm. It changes also with the people and with the questions that they ask and in the industries that they're in. Mm-hmm. And we do these really fun Q&As, and like, the questions are always different every time. But then also from every challenge, I hear what they need, and I try to put that content in next time so that I can be proactive and answer the frequently asked questions before they're asked. So I'm also pivoting in what I hear the audience need. I'm not just like, here it is and set it and forget it. I'm also listening so that I can keep improving, to keep giving them what they need.
Definitely. And who do you think is the challenge best for? So when someone is listening to this right now, what is the ideal client for the people who definitely should go into the challenge?
The challenge is best for people who are either like just starting with their video marketing strategy, even if they're just from scratch, even if they're trying to figure out their message or how to distribute their content or like what, how to actually turn the content into cash flow, or it's for entrepreneurs who are already established and they want to be able to scale it even further.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very good. So you obviously have a very successful challenge right now, but What I would love to know is, if you had to start over, what are, I don't know, three things that you can share that would be the most important things for you if you had to start over with the challenge for someone who's listening right now and maybe has not yet run a challenge, but would love to do so. What are three things they definitely should keep in mind?
The first thing is to reverse engineer the result that you want them to have at the end of that challenge. Sometimes I've worked with people that say they want to create a challenge and they just kind of like every day just give a fun fact or a tip. But it's important that you know the direct, like what's the end goal for that, for the student? What's the outcome that you want them to get? So if you know this is the outcome, how do we like day by day break that into however many days you're offering it for? Another thing is to know like what's the next step after the challenge. Like for us, for me, the first like I think two or three, it must have been at least two challenges. I didn't have the next step for them. So I'd be like, awesome, thanks for coming to the challenge. See you later. Like, and people would ask, well, how do we keep this? I want to keep this community together. And is there another course that I can join next? So I needed to create that. And I did for the third challenge. And we have now, what's the next step? And there's different options for people for different levels of investment or different, you know, positions they're at in their business. And then lastly is like, it's more than the content. You have to create the community. I think it's Stu McLaren has this quote that's like, people come for the content, but they stay for the community. Yeah. So it was really important for me to cultivate that, whether it was like Facebook Lives, Q&As, having them interact with each other. Like part of their challenges every day is to, you know, create a video, talk about this, go comment on each other's videos, go support each other. And I guess this is a bonus one kind of related to it, is I would incentivize them to be more interactive with each other. Mm-hmm. So there were prizes for like the most engaged people, prizes for the people who succeeded, and that gave them the incentive to take this seriously, to take part and to support each other, because they could also, you know, you're going to get what you put into it. That extra effort will make you more successful. And also the prizes that you can win will also make you more successful.
Yeah, definitely. And you have some very, very awesome prizes. I think the first place is $1,000. Yep. And then your video scaling system. So definitely very good stuff. And if you want to check it out, you should be engaged.
Yes.
Which is actually a good topic, because you're running your challenge Evergreen. So it starts every 6 weeks, I believe.
It's every 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes it'll change if there's like a holiday or, for example, we have an event coming up. So we adjusted the date a little bit there.
Yeah. And so you have Evergreen content. The training is probably recorded, most of it. But you also have people active in the group doing all the engagement and everything like that.
I actually still go live every day. And that's something that people have said to me, like, no, just put up the recordings again. But and I could, but I also feel like it helps me to get to know who's in the challenge and how can I support them in their businesses. And it helps me to feel more connected to them, which honestly inspires me to keep creating content. So I've had people say, like, just put up the pre-recorded ones. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done that yet. And I awesome. Just feel more authentic doing it live.
Awesome. This is actually very interesting, because I think every Evergreen challenge out there is mostly automated.
I probably should, but I also like showing up and being there live. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, I reserve the right to at some point, like, if I can't be there, I will put up a pre-recorded one or whatever. But it's also important to me. And it's like, I go live every day for, you know, 10-ish minutes. I can spend 10 minutes of my day meeting new people and supporting them with their content.
Definitely. I love it. One last question about the challenge before we talk another exciting topic, because you have an event coming up. Just want to have your opinion on that right now. Most people who are starting new challenges right now are all about doing them live and doing them once. Mm-hmm. Do you have a take on that? Would you consider something like that? Or is your Infinity Impact Challenge just so dialed in and running so smoothly that you don't need to consider something like that right now.
Well, do you mean like if I just put the pre-recorded videos up instead of doing them live? Is that what you're asking?
No, if you would consider doing a one-time live about whatever challenge, so besides your Evergreen challenge that is already running.
Yeah, I mean, I would do more. I just know, like, and this is what I would recommend to anyone listening to, is when you have something that's working and that's converting, keep doing it. Like, don't fix what's not broken. If it's working, there's more people that need it. Or like I said, there's people who've been through my challenge four times. Like, there's existing people who need it again, who want it again. So I would be happy to do more, but this is also working. And I know this is still what my audience needs for now.
Awesome. Very good. So tell us about the new event that is coming up just in a couple of days.
Yeah, it's actually at the end of the month, September 23rd to 25th. The new challenge, though, that starts on Monday. So if anyone listening wants to join that, we get started on Monday. You can go to infiniteimpactchallenge.com. But also at the end of the month, I have my event called Content Machine Live. Of course, we had planned to do it live and in person, but the world had other plans, which I actually think is even better because now we can do it virtually from anywhere in the world. And we could also minimize the cost so much more because we don't have to pay for travel. We don't have to pay for, you know, conference room, all of that stuff. So with this event, people get to come virtually. And it's not like a webinar. This is actually like a virtual event. I'm going to be on a stage. There's going to be lots of ways for networking and engagement and prizes and like fun swag boxes so that you can be you'll be on Zoom, but you'll be able to see everybody and hear and see me on a stage and stuff. And there'll be these like fun paddles and things to like engage. But basically the intention of this entire event is to help everyone to build a content machine in their business that then creates reliable, recurring, predictable revenue. I'm going to be speaking. Alex Sharfin's going to be speaking. Christy Code Red, Steven Larson, and tickets are only $127. Which, again, like if this was going to be in person, would have been over $1,000. So for you to take 3 days and $127 to build a content machine in your business that then creates cash flow for you, I think is a steal of a deal. It's the first time we've done this event. We have a ton of surprises and huge results for the people that come. So for anyone that wants to come to that too, you can go to contentmachinelive.com and grab your ticket.
Awesome. So end of September, you should definitely check that out. Awesome. So I want to respect your time. So we are segueing out of this episode here. Just one thing I'm asking everybody who is here, if you could share one thing with the world, what would it be?
One thing with the world. I have this this quote that I live by, and it's about like your values. And for me, I did an exercise with a coach years ago to understand like what are some of my most important values so that you can then guide your decisions by that. And one of my most important values was commitment, because I believe it is more than just like a statement. It's a promise. It's you following through with everything you say that you're going to do. And commitment means playing while you're hurt. It means not taking your successes or your failures personally. Commitment means getting up and doing it anyway, no matter how you feel, even if you feel tired or you feel scared or you feel like an imposter. Commitment doesn't care how you feel. So that's the statement. Commitment doesn't care how you feel. And during our courses and events and stuff, I have everyone commit with me. I said, who's with me? Commitment doesn't care how you feel. And then that helps us as we continue forward in our content, turning that into cash flow by also committing to ourselves and committing to our audiences and what we create for them.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. For the people listening to this right now, where can they check you out if they want to learn more about you? For the people who are listening, I will put every links mentioned in the description of the podcast, the video, everywhere. So with just an easy click, you will find everything we talk about.
That'd be great. I'd love for people to join me on YouTube and Instagram. You can look me up at Marley Jacks. And of course, like we mentioned, I'd love for you to join the challenge. The next one's starting on Monday, September 14th. And then the event, September 23rd to 25th, Content Machine Live or the Infinite Impact Challenge.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you already. And I want to thank the people who are here watching this right now. People like Kennedy, who said, "Oh, Molly, my friend, great to see you, Kennedy." April is showing up big time as well. So thank you for that. Thank you, Molly. It was a great time. And see you all next time on the Launch Your Challenge podcast.
Bye, guys.
This was the Launch Your Challenge podcast, and I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If this inspired you to finally launch or grow your business through challenges, then don't hesitate and reach out to me at createyourchallenge.com. I would love to help you. I would love to serve you. And I do have a program that is designed for coaches who want to add another 10K to their existing business or maybe finally crush that 10K a month mark with challenges in 90 days or less. Then go to createyourchallenge.com and book a free strategy call so that we can see if you're a good fit for the program.